Well, Vicki Wynn with us this morning from the University of Kentucky Cooperative Extension Office. And Vicki, how are you this morning?
Good, Chris. Thank you for having me this morning.
Well, glad you could be here and talking about some of the things going on at the Extension Office. And it's always a busy time, isn't it?
It's always a busy time, and it seems like when the first of the year hits, we're looking forward to spring. We're making plans for programs. So, yes, we're super busy and a very diverse number of programs that we have going on.
Yeah, I think people might be surprised to know what all that you do.
Exactly. And, of course, as a family consumer sciences agent, I work especially with families, but also with community development, to me, which goes hand in hand with families. Mm-hmm. We want to live in a community that's thriving and has a lot to offer individuals. So it's good. I think one of the strengths of Extension is the partnerships that we're involved with. So collaborating with so many entities across the area in the state makes us a stronger unit.
Exactly. And you, how long have you been with the Extension Office?
In June, it will be 25 years.
Is that right? My
yes.
goodness.
Yes.
Wow. You're not planning on going fishing anytime soon?
Well, you know, I work in a day every now and then when Captain Doug lets me. I'm not a paying customer, so I kind of. I'm on the wait list,
yeah.
if you will.
Yeah, that's very true. And I'm sure this. Does he fish much in the winter? I mean,
a little.
Have some nice days.
When he doesn't have a joint replacement like he has the past two winters, but. He's very anxious to get released from this latest shoulder replacement, and fishing is at the top of his list.
I imagine so.
He's looking forward to that.
Was it his fishing shoulder? I guess either shoulder.
Either one is, shoulder. Yes, pretty much.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, I hope he gets better soon then.
Thank you.
For sure. But Vicki visiting with us this morning from the UK Cooperative Extension Office. And some of the programs I know, like the Marshall County Homemakers, Marshall County, Gardeners.
Right.
I think what the Nikki, term is.
Nikki is the advisor to the Master Gardener programs, but we have a Master Clothing Volunteer program in Family Consumer Sciences. And some of the programs we currently have feature our Master Clothing Volunteers. Robin Garrett has a series called Sewing with Robin, and she's teaching some beginning quilting and just some small projects for those who are needing to build their confidence with sewing and getting familiar with the sewing machine and so forth. So we've been very excited for the response that we've had to those programs. So if anybody's interested in learning to sew or knows a little bit about sewing and just wants to increase their skills, Robin is very good to work with them. And in fact, she's got a paper piecing class that's coming up in February, and she's got a beginning quilters class coming up later this month. They are going to be working on lap quilts for hospice patients, and that is a very worthwhile project. So if there's anyone interested in working with that group, that's open to the entire community.
Oh, nice.
So anyone that would like to join that, and we say it's not required that you know how to sew or that you are very skilled at sewing, because they always need someone that's good at ironing and pressing pieces and so forth. So and then you might pick up some skills while you're there.
Yeah.
But we've been very pleased that people are interested in learning to sew and working with Robin, and we're very glad to have her there.
Now, how do they get in touch with Robin to do that?
Just call the office, and we'll be glad to put their name on the list or put them in touch with Robin. If they have additional questions, they can always call the office at 527-3285.
3285. So give a call there and just ask about the sewing with Robin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So 270-527-3285. And it's amazing how big of a business that is, that sewing, quilting, embroidery.
It is. And we're seeing a lot of young people enjoy sewing and quilting, which is very encouraging. And Robin has done a very good job of having a variety of projects and different skill levels. Mm-hmm. And so it's good to see the response we've had.
I've seen, like, my wife likes to do the embroidery, so she'll go to these classes and stuff.
Yes.
You can spend a lot of money doing it.
Yes, you can. And I've been there and done that. But it's good not only to learn those skills, but, you know, there's kind of a fellowship.
Yeah.
With those groups as well. We know those folks with quilting and so forth. We also have what we call Maker Monday. The second Monday of each month, and the next one is coming up on February 13th. They had Maker Monday yesterday, and that is a session that people bring anything that they're working on or making, and they teach others to do what they know how to do. So we've had all types of crafts and card making. This group is very well known for their card making for veterans. And they, the military, they also send a lot of care packages and include one of their handmade cards. So that group meets the second Monday of each month. And everyone is welcome. If you want to just come and see what's going on and to learn more about it, that is from 9 to 12 on the second Monday of each month, and the next one being February 13th.
All right. Do they need to call ahead or anything? Or
no, it's not necessary. Just show up, and we're just glad that people are interested in learning. And again, I think that fellowship, just being with mm-hmm. people, learning new people, and while they're there, they may learn more about Extension Homemakers and what that's all about, and they may find that they're interested in some other classes that we offer.
And we learned too during COVID, so many people got into hobby stuff, gardening, craft making, all kinds of things like
that. That's right. That's right. We just never know what people are interested in, and Extension Homemakers have always been a very welcoming group, and they're excited to have new people come and share what they know how to do. Yeah. So that's how we learn from one another.
And just if you just want to learn a new skill, then show up.
Exactly. Yes.
So, and that's one thing I've learned is people in that business are so willing to share their skills, and
they love to
discuss it and all that good stuff. So you're not intruding on anyone.
No, they're so excited. And yesterday, Tammy, the assistant there in the office, she said, "Look how many were here for Maker Monday." So it was exciting to see. We had new people. We had a long list of folks that came and spent the morning. And a lot of times they will all meet and go out for lunch afterwards. So it's establishing new friendships mm-hmm. as well as learning a new skill.
Exactly. Well, Vicki Wynn visiting with us this morning from the University of Kentucky Cooperative Extension Office. And she's the Consumer Science.
Family and Consumer Sciences.
Family and Consumer Science. Mm-hmm. And appreciate her for visiting with us this morning. And again, we'll have Marshall County basketball tonight. The girls and boys will be in action, and they'll be at home against McCracken County. And that's always a tough game, isn't it?
You've got someone
that's on the team.
Yes, Sarah Georgia is a senior this year, and she and Caroline Civils have matched up for many years.
Yeah.
So it's fun to watch, and they're going to pull out all their best tonight, and I'm sure they'll give it all they've got.
Exactly. And that's always been a good rivalry since the McCracken County's been a school, but even going back before that
Lone Oak with all the feeder schools. Yes, exactly.
But we'll have it again this evening, 5:25 with the Hendrickson Wealth and Retirement pregame show, 5:25, and then the girls will tip off first at 6, and the boys game to follow. And again, you can catch all the action right here on WCBL Sports. So we'll go ahead and get to a quick break, and we'll come back with more right after this.